Books and Harper Audio present How to Read a Book, a novel by Monica Wood, performed by Eileen Stevens. For my beloved band, Sarah Bronstein, Kate Christensen, Lewis Robinson, Bill Rohrbach, and for incarcerated women everywhere. Chapter 1. Violet. The visitor's room is exactly the functional state design space you'd expect. A bland, boring rectangle solid wall at each end, and a bank of windows along both sides. One bank of windows opens to the outs, a skeleton of barbed wire where goldfinches sometimes light, and beyond that, a bumpy, sloping field, tufts of this and thickets of that, whose colors change all year long. On this day I'm thinking of, I'm 22 years old, on short time that still feels long, and the field is snow-covered, bluish, with dead stalk sticking out here and there like cries for help. The walls are naked except for a poster that shows you what to do in case of choking. No furniture except for a table and 13 armless, ass-pinching chairs. Two tables, actually, arranged head-to-head, holding nothing but our paper, our pens, and our copy of the book under discussion. What color there is runs from putty to Band-Aid. But when we're all here, the room feels warmish, lived in. The other bank of windows runs along the main corridor, and across that corridor, another bank of windows looks into the chow hall. Not a wall in the place without a window in it. Doors, too. Everything here is designed to murder your privacy. I can still see us so clearly. 12 women dressed in our blues, our dry hands folded or spread or drumming, and the book lady at the head of the table, sensible button-up blouse patterned with smiley green bees, helping us discuss a book we hate. I feel the way I always feel in book club, the way I believe we all feel, safe. The book is called Scar Tissue, a so-called true story about a famous cardiac surgeon who grew up eating dirt. Actual literal dirt from a junky front yard in East Texas. Dirt sprinkled on her Cheerios. Punishment for reading the newspaper. Donna Lynn goes first, as usual. She swipes her stringy hair behind her ears. What do we care about a rich lady doctor whose biggest tragedy is winter in New York City? It's no lady, says Renee. Get over yourself. Like most of us, Renee and Donna Lynn grew up in Maine, and take great exception to a famous cardiac surgeon's whining about 2 inches of slush as she pushes a double stroller across Fifth fucking Avenue. Kitten says, nobody eats dirt for 16 years and gets to be a famous cardiac surgeon. Then Shayna, nobody eats dirt for 16 years and gets adorable twins with matching dimples. Then Jacinta, I wouldn't walk across the street to spit on her. And Marielle, no way her lowlife parents were secretly educated and talented. And Dorothy, what a liar. And Jenny Big, you can't hide talent. Automatically, we look at Donna Lynn. At my first town meeting, she belted all the comic songs from her high school's long-ago production of Guys and Dolls. And even the COs broke up laughing. Dorothy, who has 6 kids and bladder prolapse, literally peed her pants. I was new and scared, and the show made me laugh so hard, I suddenly believed I could stand the next 28 months without dying of despair. It was also sad, though, because Donna Lynn, whose nickname is Showtime, has a Broadway voice that should have given her a different life. A choice here, a choice there. She could be posing in a ball gown with her Tony Award instead of hamming it up at town meeting in her blues. I understand your point, the book lady says.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?